Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment to order. Our first order is we have approval of the agenda for this evening. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary?
No, Mr. Chairman.
From any member?
Motion to approve the agenda as last revised.
Second.
Can I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the agenda as last revised? All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Now, gentlemen, has everyone had the opportunity to read the minutes and the finding of facts of our meetings?
Mm-hmm. I have, Mr. Chairman.
You have? Okay, that having been said then, I'll entertain a motion then for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our July the 7th, 2014 meeting.
So move.
Do I have a second?
Second, then.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our July the 7th, 2014 meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
And all opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll entertain a motion then for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts of our July the 21st, 2014.
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of July 21st, 2014 and the finding of the facts of the July 21st, 2014.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our July the 21st meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people with these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. One, each application will be announced. Two, the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. Three, the applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Four, the board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. Five, the board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. Six, the board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. Seven, if you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Eight, once all testimony has been presented, then the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. Nine, if you're here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. That's the rules of procedure, Mr. Chairman. I promoted you earlier. I'm so used to handling county council, I referred to you as president.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, I see there were two others here on a separate sheet. I told you I'm used to the county council. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. Now, Mr. Chairman, we've completed.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. First case, please.
Case number 11441, Craig and Alana Groff, south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being east of Grant Avenue, 600 feet south of Lincoln Drive and being lot 11, block 6 within Cape Windsor subdivision. The 911 address is 38771 Grant Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware. Tax map ID number 533-20.18-67.00, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Okay, would the individuals come forward? And anyone that would be testifying today, we will need you to be sworn in, so why don't all of you come forward that will be testifying and place your hands on the Bible. And I'll ask each of you to give your name, please.
Greg Groff.
Elena Groff.
Neil Brosnahan.
Okay, do each of you swear or affirm that the information you give tonight will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Again, if you would state your name and address for the record.
Craig Groff.
Okay. Elena Groff.
Neil Brosnahan.
All righty. Good evening, sir.
Evening.
Okay. Could you explain to the board your request for the variance, please?
Yeah, we're looking to get the 5-foot setback. The county has a 10-foot for the county, and we're asking for the 5-foot that Cape Windsor actually has in their community for more parking on the right. When you look at that map, for parking on the right side.
Okay, let's see. And it's for, you say it's for the parking on the right side?
Parking on the right side, and looking at also the size of the, it would create a problem with the home itself. The size of the home would be 2 feet then, too big.
For the footprint.
Yeah, for the footprint.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, and for your footprint.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, sir. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board.
Okay.
Start down here with Mr. Workman.
Is it the same size trailer you had before, or is it the bigger one?
Bigger. There was a trailer there for a couple of years, and there hasn't been anything there for. When I bought the lot, there was nothing there.
So there was nothing there.
There was nothing there.
Nothing there at all.
No.
Okay.
There was a concrete slab, two concrete slabs. That was it.
That was it. Okay.
Okay.
No other question.
All right. Mr. Rickers?
Yes. When you applied for your application, you were supplied with a piece of paper telling you that you're going to have to be able to make statements from the granting of a variance. Did you get that piece of paper? In other words, you have to.
I have it.
All right. Could you go through that now for the board?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
If you would read it to us, sir, or address them, please.
Actually, I didn't bring the paper with me, but they gave me the paper when I applied.
Well, the board normally wants you in a variance to answer those questions.
Sure.
Before we can grant a variance.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of that, if he knows?
No, we have no copy in the file.
Okay.
The questions were basically what kind of hardship would it...
Uniqueness.
And basically what we found is there's 9 houses on the Grant Avenue that have been granted this variance to be able to be within the 5-foot setback of the community outside of the 10-foot setback of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unique to the community, and with other homes and on the street itself, being granted that variance, I think that, you know, the Groff should be allowed to have the same basic rights as everyone else on the street.
All right. Would it help you if I just gave you an idea of?
Sure.
You can have more. Like,
oh, okay, fine. Yeah, if you'll address those.
There they are. Just stage right there. Okay. You can do the next one, sir.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the way that the lot is situated and the house that they're wanting to build, what they're asking for is just more room on the buildable space that the community allows as pertains to the new home that they're wanting, so that they can get all the stuff they want in their house and still have the parking and stuff that everyone on the same street has.
You're going down the list, are you?
Yeah. For possibility of development, I don't think that the best use of the property could be done with what they have, as, you know, newer homes are coming in and everybody is starting to, you know, take trailers out and build single family homes in the community. So without the variance, they couldn't achieve that goal.
Okay.
And I believe that the reasonable use that they need is the parking and, you know, the house that they're wanting and everything to suit their needs. I think the variance is absolutely necessary. And I believe that there is a little bit of difficulty that's been created because the county's setbacks are smaller than the actual communities. If the variance is granted, it's not going to change the essential character of the neighborhood, because that precedent has already been set where these newer homes are coming in, and it's on that path already where the newer, larger homes are replacing the trailers in the community. It's not going to impair the appropriate use of development of adjacent properties, because, again, if this one's passed, the other ones are passed, the neighbors are going to probably follow suit in years to come. Will it be detrimental to the public welfare? I don't see anything that would be detrimental to any public welfare. It's a single family home. It's not like it's multifamily use or anything. It's for the Groffs. They're going to move forward with it, keep the home in their family, and, you know, it's not anything that's going to be a commercial use or anything like that. It's basically just a larger home on the property. Yeah, will the variance represent the least modifications possible? Yes. We are only making the house two foot bigger than what, you know, could basically be built there. We're not asking for a maximization of the property where, you know, where we were going to both 5 foot setbacks on each side and in the communities. I do believe the variance is necessary to afford relief. Basically, again, so, you know, the Groffs are going to need the extra parking. You know, the other homes on the street have the same thing. And again, I think we are doing the minimum amount of modifications to the house to make it conform to that. And basically, you know, by only making it 32 feet wide instead of 40 feet wide, we're doing the least amount of modifications possible. And again, we're moving the house all the way to the 1 5-foot setback so that we have a larger setback on the right-hand side. And I do not believe it's going to adversely affect any of the adjacent properties. We've spoken to the neighbors, let them know what's going on. They're fully aware and have no issues with what we're doing. I don't believe there are any time limitations or anything like that to affect anything that we have going on.
Excellent, you did a great job when you knew the questions, right?
Yeah, I had gone through them, I just forgot the paper, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, well, we need to know that, the board needs to know that. So anyone in the audience that heard what I asked you will be prepared when they come up to answer those questions.
Okay.
And you can see why, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have to know that.
Yes.
Thank you, you did a good job.
Thank you.
Any further question?
No further.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no further questions, you addressed those standards very well, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion on case number 11,441.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,441 for the following reasons. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance and has done a good job. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is the size of the property. It's 50 foot by, 90? So that makes it unique as a property. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the applicant has stated that. And of course, the unnecessary hardship hasn't been created by the applicant because of the fact that the undersized lot is there that he needs to put his home on, and the variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood. He stated that, and the request for the variance is minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible to the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,441. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,441 is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Good evening.